Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hi, this is Luke Bajenski, Outreach Pastor here at Emmanuel of Faith. This reflection is based on Nehemiah chapter 5. Food insecurity, spiraling debt, and fur taxation, a vicious poverty cycle, all of it leading to exploitation and even slavery. Cries to address social injustice are reaching Nehemiah, as if he didn't have enough on his plate already. He is busy rebuilding the walls and the people of a ruined city of Jerusalem, keeping everyone on task, united and safe, while also outmaneuvering enemies who are working day and night to make him fail. I don't know about you, but when my plate is already full, I tend to become exceedingly good at ignoring everyone else's needs. My eyes look, but choose not to see. My ears listen, but choose not to hear. The needs of others become unwanted interruptions, inconveniences, and a potential drain on my time and resources. If someone asks for help, I might get protective or deflective and quickly rationalize away any responsibility to get involved. Usually in the name of staying focused or maintaining healthy boundaries, or to simply excuse my own indifference, I judge others in my heart. Maybe they did something to deserve it. They should have planned better, tried harder. I didn't create the problem, so why am I being asked to fix it? Friends, I'm so glad Jesus did not take the same approach with us. Neither did Nehemiah in his time. His response in chapter 5 is a great pattern for us to reflect and to follow. In verses 1 through 6, we read that Nehemiah heard the cry for help. Am I ignoring an injustice or need around me? Next, in verse 6, we read that Nehemiah chose to care. In fact, he burned with righteous anger at the injustice that he saw. When was the last time I felt a righteous anger in response to injustice around me? Next, in verse 7, we read that Nehemiah pondered what to do. Sometimes a compassionate heart alone is not enough to address systemic injustice. It takes reflection and strategy, as well as resolve to sustain that effort over time. What would justice look like? What is the right thing for me to do? Next, in verses 7 through 13, we read that Nehemiah confronted injustice. He spoke out against injustice, confronted the perpetrators, and brought about a practical solution. It takes both courage and wisdom to stand up for what is right and actually make a difference. This is never simple, easy, or without personal risk. Am I willing to do what is right? And finally, in verses 14 through 18, we see that Nehemiah led by example. Embracing limitations of the situation, he deliberately chose to accept a personal loss so that others may gain. So simple, yet so difficult, and so rare in our world. Am I willing to accept the cost of helping? Okay, so how do we bring this home? I suggest we all do a small experiment today and take two simple steps. Number one, as you start the day, ask God to reveal to you an injustice or a need in someone else's life that you might have been blind to. Number two, when God reveals something to you, follow Nehemiah's example. Ask God how He wants you to respond and simply do it. I know it's a little dangerous to ask open-ended questions of an unpredictable God. He might ask us to do something that is on His agenda, but not ours. Perhaps something that makes us uncomfortable. But friends, that is exactly what putting our faith into action looks like in our everyday lives. This is how we follow in the way of Jesus with the heart of Jesus. This is how we join God on His mission to restore His lost children and bring every square inch of this world under the just reign of His kingdom. Fortunately for us, a very big God who literally hears every single cry for help in our city and the world is the very one sending us, His people, to be the answer. There is no limit to what He might do through us. Like Nehemiah in verse 19, we can expect God's favor to be upon us, along with the joy reserved for those who partner with Him. May you have a blessed day.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.